Brewster Motor Company and Midland Genetics.
Good evening, everyone, from Elmwood Murdoch High School. Randy Gatula with you again tonight for high school basketball. Tonight we have live coverage of the ECNC semifinals, the Fall City Lady Tigers and the Auburn Lady Bulldogs. A housekeeping message here along to Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer. Aaron, we lost our feed down the line. It was down too low. Not able to hear it, so we'll have to adjust that up at the next commercial break, please. As we said, semifinal action of the ECNC tournament here from Murdoch, Nebraska, Elmwood Murdoch High School. Those of you interested in the Pioneer Conference tournament, that's going on. John Nixon has the Sacred Heart Boys and the Johnson Brock Boys right now over on Sunny 101.3. And a game played earlier this afternoon here on KTNC. The Nebraska City Lords Lady Knights defeated the Sacred Heart Girls in overtime. 41-40 was the final in that one. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for this girls' game coming up. First of all, for the Lady Tigers, Elise Poppy is a 5'6 senior. Maddie Jones, a senior at 5'7. Ava Armbruster, 5'5 and a junior. Ashley Kirkendall, a 5'8 junior. And Reese McNeely, a senior at 5'8. And coached by Coach Andy Armbruster, they are 13-6 on the season. Starting lineup for the Lady Bulldogs of Auburn, coached by head coach Grant Cole. They'll go with Sidney Binder, a 5'4 junior. Jameson Kirkpatrick, a junior at 5'7. Olivia Swanson, a 5'10 senior, the only senior on the squad. Patty Maddox is a junior at 5'6. And Zoe Baltensperger, 5'8 and a junior. The Bulldogs 12-7 on the season coming into this semifinal conference tournament ballgame. Right now, we're going to step aside for a timeout. We'll be back in 2 minutes on KTNC.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster, go the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategies. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris Picorni, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're a community medical center, every day making a difference.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Off the opening tip-off, Baldensperger puts the Bulldogs up by two, just underway. There's a baseline jump shot up off the glass and good for Reese McNeely. She answers quickly. We're tied at two apiece here in the opening seconds of the ballgame. This is Sidney Binder on the dribble into forecourt for the Lady Bulldogs. Works to the left elbow. Man-to-man defense by the Fall City Lady Tigers with the basketball at the top of the circle. Here's a long three. Bounce off the glass. Up and good. Addie Maddox with a three from at the top of the circle. It's 5-2. Auburn on top. 7 minutes, 10 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Kirkendall kicks it out onto the left wing. So I'm Brewster, a long three. She's knocked to the floor, no whistle, off the back of the iron, doesn't go. The rebound comes down to Maddox. Maddox in the forecourt. To the right side, Sydney Binder with the basketball. Lob pass in traffic. Trying to move toward the hoop. No chance to get the shot up. Back to Maddox at the top of the free throw circle. Into the corner, baseline left side. Kirkpatrick with the basketball. Kirkpatrick finds Maddox. Now to the top of the circle again, Baldensperger. Feeds the right side. Swanson tries to drive the baseline. She'll be tied up. And the jump ball is called. Good defense by Maddie Jones. Reaching in on Olivia Swanson and tying her up. Possession arrow favors the Tigers. Lady Tigers basketball. Inbound the pass comes into Ava Armbruster on the dribble. Sydney Binder picks her up man on man across the timeline. Armbruster with the ball to the right side of the lane. Penetrates baseline right side. Can't get there. To Kirkendall, top of the key. Around to the left side, Elise Poppy. Free throw line. Poppy jump shot in and out off the back of the rim. Doesn't go. Rebound, follow shot. Put back up and good by Reese McNeely. McNeely has 4 points in the ball game. 5-4. The lead is one for the Lady Bulldogs. This is Sydney Binder on the dribble. Binder, work at the top of the key. Armbruster gives chase. She works to the left side. Now goes to the deep baseline left side. Up top it comes. Around to the top of the key again. Waltensperger feeds to the right side to Swanson. Working the outside perimeter against this man-to-man defense. Swanson into the corner right side baseline. Trying to move toward the basket is Binder. Binder can't get an open look. Back to Maddox. Inside the paint. Moving to the glass. Shot off the glass. Up and good. Roy Baldensperger. Baldensperger with 4 points in the ballgame. Now it's 7-4. Auburn up by three. 5:32 to play in the first quarter here at Murdoch. Here come the Lady Tigers with the basketball. Kirkendall takes it all the way under the basket. Triple teamed under there. Has to bring it back to the top of the key and finds Armbruster. Armbruster left side. Kirkendall in the paint. Free throw line across court pass. Armbruster, long three, right wing, off the front of the rim, doesn't go. And the rebound to Binder. Sydney Binder pushes the ball down court quickly, works to the right side of the free throw lane. Gives the ball down into the corner. Kirkpatrick can't get to the bucket. Maddox, top of the key for three, off the rim, no. Rebound, try for putback, up and off, no good, but a whistle on a foul on the baseline. At the free throw line will be Zoe Waltensperger. She'll be shooting two shots. Foul is on Ava Armbruster, her first foul, team foul number one on the Lady Tigers. Waltensperger at the line to shoot two. First free throw is up and in and out of there. Didn't go for it. She has 4 points already on a pair of field goals, looking for point number five right here. 4:59 to play first period, 7-4. Auburn up by three. Waltensperger second free throw. It's in and out of there. Doesn't go. A fight for the rebound and a jump ball is called. McNeely down there tying it up with Addie Maddox, and the basketball will belong to the Lady Bulldogs on the alternating possession. Inbound, the pass comes up to the top of the circle. Right side, Binder for three. Oh, got it. Sydney Binder nails a three from the right elbow. 10-4. The lead is suddenly a six now for Auburn. Fall City got the win in Fall City earlier this season by a single point when these teams matched up. Down court, on the dribble comes Armbruster. A reach-in foul is going to be called on Sydney Armbruster. On Armbruster, her first team foul number one on the Lady Bulldogs. 4:45 to play first quarter. 10-4 your score. Auburn with the early lead up by six. Ava Armbruster to the right side finds Kirkendall. Kirkendall in the paint. Kicks it to the left wing Armbruster. No look there. She turns the ball over. Now it's grabbed up loose. Baseline left side Kirkendall. Around to McNeely. Top of the key again finds Armbruster. They work the left side of the lane here. Kirkendall wanted to penetrate in the paint. Couldn't get there. Comes back to Elise Poppy between the rings. Top of the circle. Now Kirkendall inside the free throw line. We're going to have a foul away from the ball. Foul is going to be called on Reese McNeely. On McNeely, her first team foul number two on the Tigers. Into the ball game now off the bench for Fall City. Checking in comes Isabel Armbruster. 5'5 sophomore into the game for the first time. Isabel Armbruster onto the floor. On the right wing, Kirkpatrick, top of the key, Maddox. Lob pass in, tipped away, and stolen down court. It goes to Armbruster, who just checked in for the driving lay and up, couldn't get it, and the rebound pulled down under there by Baltensperger. Outlet pass to Binder. Sydney Binder pushes it down court in a hurry. There's a long three from the left wing, up and good by Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick hits the three. Timeout taken, Fall City. 3:48 to go first quarter. 13-4. Bulldogs up by nine. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Murdoch, Nebraska. 3:48 to play in the first quarter here in the ECNC girls semifinals. 13-4 our score. The Auburn Lady Bulldogs jumping out to an early lead. In the game played earlier this season in Fall City, it was just the opposite. The Lady Tigers jumped out to a big lead, and then Auburn battled back to within one at the end of the game. Fall City got the win by a single point. Back to live action against full court pressure now. Fall City will play it in against the press, into Ava Armbruster. She'll try and dribble it up court, works against Sydney Bider, still in backcourt, now gets it across the timeline safely. Armbruster to the right elbow, finds Kirkendall with the pass. Now Kirkendall in the paint, has the ball knocked away from her, grabbed up to the right side, moving in. Baseline right side, Maddie Jones should be called for walking with the basketball. Jones with the turnover gives the ball back once again to the Lady Bulldogs. 3:28 to play here in the first quarter. Here comes Auburn to set it up offensively. Man-to-man defense by the Lady Tigers. Driving baseline left side under the bucket out to Sydney Binder. Now to the top of the key. Three is on the way, up and good. Nailing the three was Jamison Kirkpatrick. That's her second three-pointer, the fourth three-pointer of the period for the Lady Bulldogs. Maddie Jones with the basketball now, trying to get something on track offensively here for the Lady Tigers. Into the corner, left side, Ava Armbruster in the paint, driving. Baker got it. Ava Armbruster with her first 2 points of the ball game makes it 16-6. The lead is 10 now as Auburn comes down to set things up in the paint. Top of the circle to the left elbow. This is Binder in the paint. Binder feeds it up to Baltonsberger. Baseline in the corner. That's Addie Maddox. Now with the basketball, a three from the top of the circle. Up and good. Jamison Kirkpatrick. She's got the hot hand. That's nine. Kirkpatrick. 5 3-pointers in this quarter for the Lady Bulldogs. With the basketball, setting it up offensively. Kirkendall kicks it out to Isabel Armbruster. Inside the paint, Maddie Jones. Jones moves to the hoop. Shot is blocked away nicely by Zoe Baltonsberger defensively. She blocked Jones' shot back at her, and the loose basketball grabbed up by the Lady Bulldogs. Top of the key. That's Maddox with the ball to the left corner. Sydney Binder on the dribble in the paint for the driving layup. Binder in and out of there, no good. Rebound comes down to Ava Armbruster. Fast break for the Lady Tigers. Armbruster takes it all the way in, puts the floater up, couldn't get it. She'll be fouled. We'll put Ava Armbruster at the line. She'll be shooting 2 shots for the Lady Tigers. We'll see who this one's on. Foul is going to be called on Zoe Baltonsberger, her first personal, team foul number 2 on the Lady Bulldogs. Ava Armbruster at the line, shooting 2. The first one is up and good. Armbruster now with 3 points in the ballgame. Subs in for Auburn. Darnell checks into the lineup, as does McKenna Turner. Addison Darnell, just a freshman. McKenna Turner, a junior, onto the floor. Ava Armbruster, second free throw is up and good also. She has 4 points, and it's 19-8. The lead is 11 now for the Lady Bulldogs. Sydney Binder will set the offense with 1:38 to play in the first quarter. To the near side, Baltonsberger, baseline, Sydney Binder in the corner, right wing. Around the horn onto the left elbow with it. Kirkpatrick, back to Binder on the right side. Binder gets away from Armbruster. Binder, 10-foot jumper, is short off the front of the rim, and the rebound comes down to Kirkendall. Down court, boy, they had McNeely all alone down here. Raw pass under the basket, shot up and good. Put in by Maddie Jones. A nice job there by McNeely to get the ball into the hands of Maddie Jones. Her first 2 points of the ball game, 19-10. The lead is now down to 9. Right side, moving to the hoop. Shot off the glass, up and good. Zoe Baltonsberger. Auburn coming out very aggressive on offense. Long down court pass, they come with it. McNeely, and a jump ball is going to be called. Tying up McNeely into there was McKenna Turner. Looked for a moment there like Reese might have double dribbled that one. She reached down with the free hand, kind of like bull riding. You can't got to keep one hand in the air. Inbounding on the baseline left side. Lob it into Elise Poppy. Poppy feeds Maddie Jones. Moves to the hoop. She couldn't get the shot, but we'll put Maddie Jones at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Mackenzie Stanley. On Stanley, her first team foul, number three. Maddie Jones at the line, shooting two shots for the Lady Tigers. First free throw is up. It's short. Hits the front of the rim. She'll get another. 42 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 21-10. The Auburn girls out to an early lead, up by 11. Maddie Jones' second free throw is up. It's good. Jones now has 3 points in the ballgame, and it's 21-11. The lead is 10 for Auburn with 39 seconds to go in the first quarter. Sydney Binder works to the left side of the three-point arc, out onto the left wing, now reverses, comes into the paint, wanted to feed it on the baseline, has the ball stolen away with the steal. Maddie Jones, one-on-one, driving layup. Jones couldn't get it, but we'll have a whistle and a foul called on Mackenzie Stanley. On Stanley, that'll be her second personal, fourth team foul now on the Lady Bulldogs, and Maddie Jones right back at the line. She's one out of two from the line, was there just a moment ago. Here shooting two shots once again. First free throw is up and good. Maddie Jones with 4 points now. She's two out of three from the charity stripe. She'll have another shot coming. Jones takes aim. Second free throw is on the way. It's up, and this one rimmed around and off. Wouldn't go down for her. Wait a minute. They have had a lane violation here. Nope, we had a foul called on the battle for the rebound on Mackenzie Stanley. And on Stanley, that's her third personal. Boy, she got three quick ones there. Ball City will get the basketball under their own bucket off of that foul. McNeely to inbound it. Lobs it up to Maddie Jones. She pulls it down at the top of the free throw circle to the right side. Hannah Collier in the lineup now for Fall City. Collier handles the basketball. Elise Poppy comes back near Collier. Gives to Hannah Collier left wing. Collier for three. Got it. Hannah Collier off the bench just moments ago. Steps in and nails a three from out on the left wing. The 5'6 senior, Collier with her first 3 points. There's a shot at the buzzer. And after one quarter of play, 21-15, Auburn up 5'6. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to the Bruce State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We move into second quarter action. It'll be Auburn's basketball. Sydney Binder with the basketball on the left wing. Binder bounce pass, top of the key, gives up to Baltonsberger. Around the horn to the right side. Ball knocked away there from Olivia Swanson for a moment. She regains possession, gets it to Maddox into the corner left side. Kirkpatrick, she had three threes in that first quarter. Thought about taking another one there. Driving lay-in up off, no good. Rebound Maddie Jones. Outlet pass Elise Poppy. Fast break by the Lady Tigers. Poppy feeds it underneath the basket. Kirkendall shot off the glass, bounces once, twice, won't go. Loose basketball grabbed up by McNeely, and then we'll have a whistle and a foul called on the Lady Bulldogs. I believe this one is going to go on Zoe Baltonsberger. On Baltonsberger, her second personal, and that's team foul number six. So one more of the Lady Tigers will be in the 1-1. Back into the lineup comes Addison Darnell in the game. Darnell, just a freshman checking in. McNeely gets the inbound pass across court. Kirkendall in the paint. Kirkendall back up top. McNeely. She works to the baseline left side for a jump shot that's over the top. Doesn't go. And the rebound is taken down by Auburn's Davison Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick to Swanson in the corner. Olivia Swanson. Bounce pass top of the key. Maddox. Maddox looks for the cutter through the paint, flips it out to the left wing instead. Kirkpatrick again finds Maddox with the ball. Hands to Kirkpatrick at the free throw circle, across to the right side. This is Binder with the ball. Binder guarded by Armbruster. Maddox for three, top of the circle, off the rim, no. Rebound try for follow shot. Kirkpatrick couldn't get it, but she'll be fouled. And we'll have Jamison Kirkpatrick at the line, where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul's going to be on Elise Poppy. On Poppy, her first, team foul number three on the Lady Tigers. At the free throw line, Jamison Kirkpatrick shooting two. First one is up and good. She's in double figures, has 10 points in the ball game. Had three threes back in that first quarter. Kirkpatrick's second free throw is on the way. It's off the back of the iron, doesn't go. McNeely comes down with the rebound and gets the outlet pass to Armbruster. Ava Armbruster running stride for stride with Sydney Binder down court. Almost lost a handle on it. Gets the ball back up to the top of the circle to Elise Poppy. Around it goes to Kirkendall on the far side. In traffic, Armbruster can't get to the basket. Up to Collier. And a car, or rather, has McNeely with the ball at the top of the circle. Baseline left side. There's Kirkendall in the paint. McNeely for a three from the right side. Got it. Nice looking three-pointer by Reese McNeely. And McNeely with 7 points now for the Lady Tigers. 22-18. Fall City fighting their way back into this. They trailed by 11. They're back within four now at 22-18. 5:58 to go in the first half. This is Sydney Binder with the ball. Gives it to Maddox. Maddox to Kirkpatrick. She's had the hot hand. Maddox driving underneath. Puts it out to Binder. Open look free for Binder. Got it. Sydney Binder with her second three-pointer. The Lady Bulldogs are shooting lights out from three-point range. What do we got here now? Stoppage in play for a moment. The ball will belong. Oh, was tipped out of bounds on the inbound pass. It belonged to Fall City. Lady Tigers will inbound it against full-court pressure in backcourt. Having trouble getting it in. The count's coming. Just got it in time. Cross-court pass to Elise Pompey. Down in a hurry. Ball knocked away. Tipped out of bounds. Good defensive pressure over there by Olivia Swanson. She knocked the ball out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers. Back into the game now comes Isabel Armbruster for the Lady Tigers. Hannah Collier also in for Fall City. Off the bench comes McKenna Turner. Turner in to replace Jamison Kirkpatrick for the Lady Bulldogs. Collier to inbound the pass. Hannah Collier gets the pass right back. Comes to the top of the key around the horn left side. Kirkendall. They tried to put it underneath to Collier. The ball got tipped away. Touch last by Fall City. And it'll be Auburn's basketball. 25-18. Auburn had pulled back, or Fall City had pulled back to within four there momentarily after being down by 11. Now they find themselves trailing by 7 once again after that three-pointer a moment ago. Here's the ball tipped away. Collier nearly had the steal. Knocked the ball away from McKenna Turner, but Collier touched it last. It'll stay with Auburn. Turner to inbound it right in front of our broadcast table here at midcourt in Murdoch. Tosses the ball into Sydney Binder. Binder to the left elbow. That's Darnell with the basketball. Darnell gives up to Turner. Inside the paint, moving to the hoop. Ball is knocked away and picked up on the baseline by Armbruster. Ava Armbruster down court. Maddie Jones. Jones feeds underneath the basket. Armbruster shot is up and off. Won't go. Isabel Armbruster had a nice look on the baseline. Couldn't put it through and follow. And here comes Auburn back down to on the attack offensively. McKenna Turner with the dribble to the right elbow. Binder, Binder, right side of the free throw lane, picked up her dribble, nearly tied up, almost getting the steal. There was Armbruster. Here's a driving lay-in up and good. Nice move to the basket by McKenna Turner. Her first 2 points, and it's back to a 9-point Auburn lead, 27-18 with 4:25 to go in the first half. Anna Collier to the top of the key. Gives it up to Armbruster to the near side. Kirkendall with the basketball. Actually, Kirkendall. Lob pass underneath. Jones goes up with a shot. She'll be fouled. And we'll have Maddie Jones back at the line to shoot two shots for the Lady Tigers. See who this one's on. The foul's going to be on Darnell. Her first personal. That's team foul number 7. Jones will be shooting 2, though, because she was in the act of shooting as she was fouled. Maddie Jones, 2 out of 4 from the line so far tonight, has 4 points in the ballgame. First free throw is up, hits the back of the heel, and bounces out of there. Second shot coming up here for Maddie Jones, the 5'7 senior, leading scorer on this basketball team. Maddie Jones' second free throw on the way. It's up and good. She got that one. She's now hit 3 out of 6 from the line and has 5 points in the ball game. 27-19. The lead is 8 for Auburn. Binder with the dribble. Gives it across to Darnell to the near side. That's McKenna Turner. Tried to work to the right side of the lane. Couldn't get there. Hannah Collier has recovered in the man-to-man defense. Now driving on the baseline left side. There's a floater up and good. And an offensive foul is going to be called. It looked up. Offensive foul is going to be on Addison Darnell. Darnell, in my opinion, made an awful nice move to the basket there. Got the bucket to fall, but there was a collision. And she'll be called for the offensive foul. Coach Grant Cole up asking for an explanation. Probably justifiably so. Tigers basketball. Armbruster, Ava Armbruster, has it tipped away. Gets it to Jones. Her shot is up and off. No good. Ball is loose. Everybody chasing after it. It's going to go out of bounds. Cleveland went off of Auburn. The officials are discussing it. Well, neither saw it. So they'll call it the held ball. Possession will favor the Tigers. Ball City gets the basketball. Checking in now, Kirkpatrick, after a breather, comes in replacing Sidney Binder. Binder sets out. Kirkpatrick checks in. The officials disagreed on who touched it last, and so Ball City gets the basketball. Inbounding it. Comes into Collier. Collier goes right back to Kirkendall. Up top, Ava Armbruster. They work the left side in the corner. Try to lob it in to Maddie Jones. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. I think that's going to go on Addison Darnell. Yes, it is. Darnell picks up her third personal. That's 3 on the freshman. She has 3. Mackenzie Stanley, couple of subs check in here and got quite a few fouls. At the free throw line for the Tigers. Shot is up and good for Maddie Jones. That was the front end of the 1-1. She'll have a second shot coming. Jones has now hit 4 out of 7 from the line, has 6 points. 3:31 to play here in the first half. 27-20, Auburn up by 7. Maddie Jones at the line for the second of 2 free throws. Jones takes aim, launches the shot. It's up, it's off the back of the rim, doesn't go. Rebound Kirkendall. Gets it out to Collier for 3. Shot, no, wouldn't go. Rebound, follow shot, Jones, no. Follow shot, Jones, no. Jones had 3 opportunities, couldn't get it to go. The ball is tipped away, knocked out of bounds. Off of Fall City, it'll stay with Auburn. Jones will take a seat. McNeely checks back in with 3:20 to go here in the first half. 27-20, Fall City's basketball under their own basket. Kirkendall in the paint, moves in. Turnaround shot off and couldn't get it. Ball tipped around. Everybody after it. Hannah Collier comes up with the basketball. Collier with a pass to the right side. Isabel Armbruster back up top to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster left side of the lane finds Kirkendall on the dribble. Kirkendall dribbling in. Ball away, jump shot, up off, no good, whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Olivia Swanson. Swanson picks up her first personal. That's team foul number 10, so we're in the double bonus at the free throw line. Ashley Kirkendall shooting 2 shots. She has not scored yet this evening. Kirkendall's first free throw is on the way. It's up and good. That makes it a 6-point ball game once again, 27-21. Ball City battled back to within 4 after being down by 11 earlier. Isabel Armbruster takes a seat. Elise Poppy back onto the floor now for Fall City. Second free throw for Ashley Kirkendall is on the way. The shot is up, and it is good. She hit them both. The lead is down to 5 now, 27-22. Fall City battling their way back into this one with 2:57 to go here in the first half. A 5-point Auburn lead. Sidney Binder on the dribble. Binder comes to the near side, gives it to Swanson. Swanson goes to Kirkpatrick. Up top, Maddox holds the basketball. Addie Maddox, left wing. Bounce pass into the corner left side. Turner, she couldn't go anywhere. Back up to Maddox it comes. Now with a spin move to the corner left side. There's a 12-foot jumper. No, traveling's going to be called on Jameson Kirkpatrick. 2:31 to go here in the first half. Here's Maddie Jones after taking a quick breather right back onto the floor. Jones checks in. Hannah Collier sets down. Collier gave Jones a little breather there. 27-22. The lead is 5 for Auburn with 2.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Fall City with the basketball. Ava Armbruster down court. Armbruster guarded closely by McKenna Turner. Gives it to Maddie Jones. She works across to the far side. And Elise Poppy with the basketball. Poppy can't get to the hoop. beats Kirkendall in the corner. Kirkendall backs out the three-point range, gives to Poppy at the top of the circle. Poppy dribbles the basketball between the rings to the left wing. All the way goes Jones into the paint, kicks it out to the right side, and the ball goes through the fingertips of Elise Poppy. An unforced turnover there on the Lady Tigers, gets possession of the basketball back once again to Auburn. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Down court pass, McKenna Turner in the corner. Turner thought of the three, now picked up for dribble and knee shell. Gives it to Maddox. Maddox dribbling underneath, kicks it out to Binder. Open look three, Binder off the glass, no. And the rebound to Kirkendall for the Lady Tigers. Fall City down by five, a chance to cut it further with a minute 39 to go here in the first half. This is Ava Armbruster with the ball. Into the corner right side, Poppy almost lost it again. She had it go between her fingertips a moment ago. Held on to that one. Now Jones to the left wing. Armbruster working against Binder. Can't get to the baseline. Good job there by Sydney Binder to take away that baseline. Now Kirkendall dribbles in. Goes up with a shot. Nice job. Blocked away by Olivia Swanson on defense. And the loose basketball grabbed by Turner. Turner all the way into the basket. Got to the baseline right side. Tiger fans are wanting to travel. We got a timeout called. Grant Cole yelling at the top of his lungs. Couldn't get the official's attention. I heard it. Steve Cole, the bookkeeper, heard it. The official didn't. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you at Murdoch, Nebraska, home with Murdoch High School. We have 1:05 left to play in the first half here in the ECNC Girls Semifinals. The Auburn Lady Bulldogs leading the Fall City Lady Tigers 27-22. It'll be Auburn's basketball and play is resumed. Inbounding, it'll be Sydney Binder. She stands on the baseline right side under her own basket. Tosses into Kirkpatrick, driving late. Patrick, she will be fouled, and we'll have Jamison Kirkpatrick at the line. She'll be shooting two shots for the Lady Bulldogs. The foul is going to be called on Elise Poppy. On Poppy, her second personal, team foul number four on the Lady Tigers. At the free throw line, Kirkpatrick, first shot is up short off the front of the rim. Jamison has now hit one out of three from the free throw line. She is in double figures with 10 points, courtesy of 3 3-pointers. Isabel Armbruster back into the ballgame, replacing Poppy now for Fall City. Second free throw is up. This one is good for Kirkpatrick. She's got 11, and it's 28-22. The lead is back to six. Here come the Lady Tigers with the basketball. Ava Armbruster at the top of the circle to the near side. Gives to Kirkendall around to Reese McNeely right wing. Now, Isabel Armbruster. They're looking inside for Jones. Can't get the pass there. Top of the key, back up. Comes to Ava Armbruster. Now it's into Jones in traffic. Jones got her shot blocked. Top of the key, McNeely around to Isabel Armbruster. Ava Armbruster, lob pass to Jones again. Ball tipped away, knocked out of bounds by Auburn. 31 seconds to play here in the first half. 28-22, Auburn up by six. Fall City's basketball. Kirkendall will inbound it. She stands under her own basket. In her face down there is Olivia Swanson with the outstretched arms. Up top to Armbruster, trying to go to Jones in the paint. Ball tipped away, grabbed up by Frank. Gives it up to Binder. 20 seconds to play. Auburn will play for one here. Sydney Binder works to the left wing. 15 seconds, 14 seconds. 28-26, the lead is six. Now Binder on the dribble with 10 seconds. Top of the key to the right wing. Ball tipped away by Kirkendall, knocked out of bounds. They were trying to get it over here to Olivia Swanson. Kirkendall tipped it away. Off the bench, Zoe Baltensberger checks back in. Baltensberger into the game, replacing Ariel Frank. With 6 seconds to go, a six-point lead for Auburn. Lady Bulldogs will have the basketball. 6 seconds on the clock here in the first half. And they have to hurry. They get it in. Back it comes to Maddox. Maddox in the paint. Shot at the buzzers. Up and off. No good. Rebound Fall City. And at the half, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs are leading the Fall City Lady Tigers. Your halftime score, Auburn 28 and Fall City 22. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout. Be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime here at Elmwood Murdoch High School. At the half, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs leading the Falls City Lady Tigers 28-22. And it's time now for the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from death. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, at the half, the individual scoring, first of all, for the Falls City Lady Tigers, Reese McNeely leads the way. She has 7 points. Maddie Jones with 6. Ava Armbruster added 4. Hannah Collier hit a tray for 3. And Ashley Kirkendall has 2 for their total of 22. From the free throw line, the Lady Tigers went 8 out of 12 in the first half. Scoring for the Lady Bulldogs, Jameson Kirkpatrick in double figures. She has 11 points in the game. 6 points each for Sydney Binder and Zoe Baltonsparker. Addie Maddox with 3 and McKenna Turner added 2 for their total of 28. From the free throw line, the Lady Bulldogs hit 2 out of 5 from the charity stripe. 28-22, our halftime score here in the ECNC girls semifinal game. This scoring recap presented by Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.com. Edu. Some other scores for you in Pioneer Conference tournament action. John Nixon has the call for those over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. Earlier this afternoon, it was the Lord's Knights girls defeating the Sacred Heart girls in overtime by a single point, 41-40. Lord's with the win over Sacred Heart in that girls game. In the boys contest going on now at halftime, Johnson Brock leading Sacred Heart at the half, 27-17. That's the last score we have there. Also coming up later tonight over on Sunny 101.3, John Nixon is at Tri-County. He'll have the Johnson-Brock girls taking on the Lewiston Lady Tigers. So lots of basketball coming your way. Tomorrow night I will be at Freeman for boys basketball action. We'll have Auburn, the Auburn Bulldog boys, taking on Meade. That's a 7:30 tip-off. I'll be over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, for that one coming up tomorrow night. Then on Saturday, I will be in Weeping Water, and we'll have all kinds of basketball. Those teams yet to be determined, but we're going to have coverage of this ECNC tournament from Weeping Water on Saturday. We're going to take a two-minute timeout here, then we're going to update you with our latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes of information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up live from Elmwood Murdoch. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you.
Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Frontier Bank would like to take this opportunity to thank the people who care for our community's health. The doctors, nurses, and medical staff who are always there working to make us well. Our local healthcare professionals are dedicated to improving the quality of our lives through good health. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank in Falls City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West and Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Vince Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter. Mostly clear skies this early morning, a low around 16, a southwest wind around 10 miles an hour. Thursday, sunny, high near 38, a northwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. Thursday night, mostly clear, low around 7, a north-northeast wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. Friday, sunny, high near 31. Friday night, mostly clear, low around 23. Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 51. Saturday night, mostly clear, low around 29. Sunday, sunny, high near 51. Sunday night, partly cloudy, low around 34. Monday, mostly cloudy, high near 54. Monday night, partly cloudy, low around 31. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high near 45. Tuesday night, low around 25. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 20 degrees.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Veal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Dauber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 7 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster, go the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris McCorney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Elmwood Murdoch High School. We're in Murdoch, Nebraska. Second half action coming up of this ECNC tournament semifinal game. At the half, the Lady Bulldogs of Auburn leading the Fall City Lady Tigers 28-22. We move into third quarter action. Auburn will have the first possession. The inbound pass comes into Sydney Binder. Binder dribbles to the right side of the free throw circle, clears a pass back to the near side, gets it into the hands of Kirkpatrick from the free throw line, jump shot up and off no good, and the rebound comes down to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster guarded by Sydney Binder. Man-to-man defense here by Auburn. Armbruster on the right elbow, Binder right in her face defensively. Across court pass, it goes to Kirkendall. Poppy into the corner. Jones feeds underneath McNeely. Baseline left side, McNeely feeds inside. Kirkendall off the glass, up, no good. Rebound, Baltensberger. Outlet pass goes to Binder. Sydney Binder, the point guard, kind of the spark plug that runs the engine out here on this offense. Dribbles to the left side, being chased by Ava Armbruster. Gives it up top to Baltensberger, across to the far side. Handling it over there was Olivia Swanson. Now Kirkpatrick, squared up for a shot, didn't take it. Into the corner, Binder with the ball on the right side of the basket. Binder backs out onto the right elbow. Pass deflected away, grabbed up, into the corner. Trying to take a look at it was Kirkpatrick. Now a turnaround shot off the glass, no. Got her own rebound, follow shot, put back, up and good. Jamison Kirkpatrick, 13 points now in the ball game. There's a collision on the inbound pass. Players down on the floor. Whistle and a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be on Addie Maddox. Maddox picks up her first personal, team foul number one of the half on the Lady Bulldogs. Skinned up knee here now for Sydney Binder. She'll have to come out and get a Band-Aid onto that knee. Nothing serious, but she got a little floor burn and a little bit of blood showing on the knee. They'll tape it up. She'll be good as new. With the basketball to inbound, it will be Ashley Kirkendall to toss it in. Kirkendall inbounds the pass into Elise Poppy. Poppy with a dribble across court pass. Ava Armbruster. Ava brings the ball up the court. Armbruster picks up her dribble right side. Kirkendall into Jones. Jones in the paint. Moves to the basket. Can't get there. Round to McNeely in the corner. All the way around the outside perimeter. Back to McNeely on the baseline left side. Jones under the basket. Goes up with a shot. Can't get it. Rebound. Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick will bring the ball down quarter for the Bulldogs. Top of the key. Thought about the three. Kicks to the right wing with it. Turner handles the ball on the right side. McKenna Turner. Now Kirkpatrick. From the left elbow for three, up and good. Kirkpatrick, 16 points in the ballgame now. Here's an inbound pass nearly taken away from Kirkendall, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be on Addie Maddox. On Maddox, that's her second personal, team foul number two of the half. Binder's got that knee taped up. She's back onto the floor. She'll come in to replace McKenna Turner. Sydney Binder, 5'4 junior. Has 6 points so far and a pair of threes tonight. 33-22. The lead is back to 11 now for Auburn with 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Ava Armbruster will come down to set the offense with a pass up top to Elise Poppy. Top pass inside, baseline right side with it. McNeely, she can't get a look. Good defense down there by Olivia Swanson on the baseline. Here's a shot from the right side that's up and off, no good by Jones, and the rebound to Olivia Swanson. Swanson hasn't scored yet tonight, but here's now Maddox with an open look for 12. She traveled. Olivia Swanson hasn't scored tonight, but she's played well defensively on the baseline, and she's really, for all practical purposes, shut Maddie Jones down underneath the basket. Jones typically pretty successful under there, only has one field goal tonight. Ball City gets the basketball back with the inbound pass to Ava Armbruster. Across the timeline, one-on-one, she works against Sydney Binder. Now gives it to the left side. Elise Poppy for three from the left elbow, up and good. And Poppy with her first points of the night as she nails a three from the left wing. And the lead is back down to eight at 33-25 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Kirkpatrick up to Maddox, top of the circle. Baltensberger to the far side. Binder. Binder with the ball. Maddox inside paint, trying to move to the hoop. Nothing there. Ball is tipped away loose, grabbed up by Swanson. Underneath in the lane. Left side goes Maddox, driving lay-in up. Got it, and she fouled. Addie Maddox got the lay-in and was fouled. She'll be at the line for the and one. The basket counts. The foul is going to be called on Reese McNeely. On McNeely, her second personal, team foul number one of the half. At the free throw line, Addie Maddox shooting one. Free throw is up and off, no good. The ball is tipped around. Auburn comes down with the rebound. Follow shot, baseline, right side, up and good by Zoe Baltensperger. Baltensperger got the put back off the rebound. And it's 37-25. Suddenly the lead is 12. Timeout taken Fall City. 4:24 to play third period. 37-25. Auburn leads back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Murdoch, Nebraska. Aaron Wisdom, our producer engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball here on KTNC. We move back to live action. Fall City will have the basketball. This is Elise Poppy on the dribble. She goes inside the lane, kicks it into the corner, down to Maddie Jones, right side. Hannah Collier in now after the timeout. Collier with the basketball, gives to Maddie Jones. There's a set shot, free throw line, up and off, no good by Kirkendall. Rebound down to Armbruster. Kirkendall dribbling in, gives it up to Collier. Collier for three, off the glass, couldn't get it. Rebound, pulled down by Addie Maddox. Hands the ball out to Sydney Binder. She'll bring it down court to set it up offensively. Binder with the bounce pass, goes into Baltensperger. There's a long three from the right side that's coming off no good by Kirkpatrick. Rebound, Ava Armbruster. Armbruster looking down court. Had Kirkendall under the basket there momentarily, didn't see her. Here comes Collier. Collier with a nice foul, or Jones with a nice bounce pass into the corner. Ball tipped around. Rebound pulled down by Baltensperger. Outlet pass goes to Sydney Brewer. And Brewer will very casually bring the ball across the timeline. 3:19 to go here in the third quarter. Sydney Binder with the basketball. Knocked away. It's loose. Everybody diving after. Jones on the floor. Now we're going to have a held ball called. And the possession arrow will favor the Tigers. Fall City will have the basketball. Isabel Armbruster back onto the floor now for Elise Poppy for the Lady Tigers. Kirkendall will inbound it against full court pressure. Gets it into Ava Armbruster. Sydney Binder guards her. Armbruster down court. Binder gives chase. Gets it across the timeline. Takes it all the way in. Driving, laying up, in and out of there. Well, I'll tell you, the Lady Tigers have missed their share of bunnies tonight right under the basket. Can't get them to drop. Now Binder with the basketball. Comes the other direction. Long three off the rim. No. That one put up by Kirkpatrick. Couldn't get it. Jones with the ball across the timeline. Into the corner right side. Down to Isabel Armbruster. Isabel dribbles into the paint, kicks it out to Ava Armbruster, left side. Now Hannah Collier with the basketball. Collier at the free throw line, had an open look, didn't take it. Kicks it out to Armbruster. Ava Armbruster shot up and off, no good. Addie Maddox with the rebound. Maddox for the Bulldogs, down court. Wanted to lead the girl at Swanson under the basket. Timeout's going to be taken by Auburn with 2:17 to go in the third quarter. 37-25, Lady Bulldogs up by 12. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you at Murdoch, Nebraska. We're at Elmwood Murdoch High School. 2 minutes, 17 seconds to play in the third quarter here in this girls' semifinal game of the ECMC tournament. The Auburn Lady Bulldogs leading the Lady Tigers of Fall City right now by 12, 37-25. In a game earlier this season, Fall City got the win by a single point. I think it was 36-35 or something like that was the final. I remember it was a one-point win at Fall City. Auburn jumped out to a 21-15 first quarter lead, led by six at halftime, 28-22. Now they're up by 12. Back to live action. Auburn will have the basketball. Sydney Binder with the dribble. Binder being pressured now by Kirkendall, dribbles away from her, puts a pass around the horn to the right side to Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick with 16 points so far in the ballgame. Now this is McKenna Turner on the dribble. Hannah Collier gives chase. And we're going to have a foul. It's going to be called on Auburn. I believe that one's going to go on Darnell. Addison Darnell already has four personal fouls coming off the bench. Another bench player, Mackenzie Stanley. Mackenzie Stanley has three. 37-25, 12-point Auburn lead, a minute 53 to go in this the third quarter. Here comes Fall City on the attack. Kirkendall in the paint. Bounce pass underneath. Got it underneath 30 to McNeely, but she couldn't put a shot up when they threw the pass back up to Jones at the midcourt circle. Now Jones at the top of the key gives to the right side to Hannah Collier. Collier on the dribble. Collier reverse. Lob pass underneath. Collier feed it underneath. Shot off McNeely. Couldn't get it. Another bunny got away. A nice pass underneath. They just can't hit the ball right under the basket. Ball City has had at least a half a dozen shots that you would like to think are a 90% shot under there, and they haven't been able to get any of them to fall. Now Auburn comes down court into the lane. Spin move in the paint. Baltonsberger kicks it out to Binder. Back to Baltonsberger. She backs in against McNeely, can't get to the basket, gives up to Swanson. Olivia Swanson has it taken away by Collier, and a Collier with the steal. Two on one, fast break, Collier and Jones. Collier feeds to Jones, laying up and good. Hannah Collier with the assist, Maddie Jones with the basket. Collier got the steal. She and Jones had a two-on-one fast break. Collier fed the bounce pass to Maddie Jones for the lay-in, and it's back to a 10-point ball game, 37-27. 39 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Sydney Binder with the basketball. Isabel Armbruster comes out, gets in her face. She gives the ball to the left side. Gives to Kirkpatrick. Backs out near the midcourt circle with 24 seconds to go. Auburn wants to play for one here. McKenna Turner on the dribble. Turner takes it to the far side to Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick dribbles up between the rings, now reverses and goes into the corner on the right side baseline with 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Behind the back dribble, Kirkpatrick up top, long three off the glass. No, goes over the top of the backboard. 3.7 seconds on the clock. Ball City will have the basketball under the Auburn basket. Hannah Collier will inbound it. 3.7 seconds, a 10-point lead for Auburn, 37-27. Collier will inbound it against a full-court press. She'll stand on the left side on the baseline under the Auburn basket. Collier gets the pass in successfully to Armbruster. Starts up court. She will be fouled on the sideline. A blocking foul is going to be called. The foul is on Jamison Kirkpatrick, her first personal, team foul number four on the Lady Bulldogs. Now 2.1 seconds to go. Collier will inbound it at midcourt. Hannah Collier lobs it into Jones. Jones, turnaround, shot up, and off the iron. No, would not drop. And after three quarters of play, it's Auburn 37, Fall City 27. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Once again, we welcome you back to Elmwood Murdoch High School. ECNC semifinal action, girls bracket, 37-27. Auburn leading Fall City. After three quarters, a 10-point lead, and the Lady Bulldogs will have the basketball. The inbound pass comes into Sydney Binder. Binder with the basketball. Feeds it underneath. Kirkpatrick can't get to the basket. Kicks it back out to Binder. She dribbles between two defenders on the left side of the lane. Top of the circle, Addie Maddox just holds the ball for a minute. Reese McNeely comes out to pick her up defensively. Here's a long three by Binder that's off the glass, doesn't go. And the rebound to Kirkendall. Ashley Kirkendall will bring the ball down court herself to the right side. And travel call on Elise Poppy. Poppy drug that pivot foot as she caught the ball down in the corner. And a turnover gives it right back to the Lady Bulldogs. Inbounding the pass, Maddox tosses it in to Binder. Here comes Sydney Binder with the basketball. Sydney Binder, 5'4 junior point guard here for Auburn. Pass nearly stolen by Jones underneath, is tipped around. Coming up with it is Swanson. Swanson flips the outlet pass back up top to Binder. Binder finds Maddox, who hands it right back to Binder. Underneath, Maddox in the paint, turnaround shot, no, couldn't get it. McNeely's there for the rebound. Reese McNeely, outlet pass. Ava Armbruster. Armbruster will bring the ball down court with 6:57 to go in the ball game, a 10-point lead for Auburn. Bounce pass to the baseline left side. Traveling's going to be called on Ashley Kirkendall. She was trying to get a pass fed down to Reese McNeely on the baseline. They say she traveled. It'll turn it right back to the Lady Bulldogs. 6:49 to go, a 10-point lead for Auburn. Binder comes to the left side with it. To Kirkpatrick, across court on the far side, once again is Binder. Looking inside traffic, can't get it, goes to Maddox, top of the key. Now with the ball is Olivia Swanson, driving layup, oh, got it blocked away by McNeely. Looked like Swanson had a good look at it there, McNeely knocked the ball away. In forecourt come the Lady Tigers now, trying to get it going here offensively. Inside goes Kirkendall, driving layup, another point-blank shot. Follow shot, put back, it won't go. Rebound McNeely across court. They had two shots, point blank range under the basket. Neither one would drop. Here's a long three. Armbruster misses everything, goes out of bounds. It'll be Auburn's basketball. 6:03 to go in the game, 37-27. Fall City managed only 5 points in that quarter. Oh, and a mishap on the inbound pass here. What are they saying took place? The ball was tipped, and it went back out of bounds. Just trying to inbound the pass, they turned it over, and it's going to belong to Fall City under their own basket. Kirkendall to inbound it, lobs it up to McNeely in the corner, left side. McNeely, one dribble, goes to Jones in traffic. She's double-teamed, triple-teamed. They've done a good job on Maddie Jones defensively under there, not letting her get her usual points. Kirkendall goes in for a driving layup left side. Ashley will be fouled, and we'll put Ashley Kirkendall at the line. The foul on Addie Maddox, that's her third personal. Ashley Kirkendall is 2 out of 2 from the line tonight. She has 2 points in the ballgame. The aforementioned free throws. Shot is up and good. Ashley Kirkendall, now a perfect 3 for 3 from the line, has 3 points, and she pulls Fall City back to within 9 at 37-28. Ashley Kirkendall, a 5'8 junior, launches her second free throw. It's up and it's off the iron. No. Wouldn't drop. Rebound comes down to Auburn. Outlet pass. They give it to Sydney Binder. Binder pushes the ball out of court. Chipped away from her. Good defense by Ava Armbruster. Knocking the ball away. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lady Bulldogs. Inbounding the pass. Addie Maddox. She'll stand on the side in forecourt. Down in the corner left side of her own basket. Waiting to inbound it. Gets the ball tossed inbounds. Zoe Baltonsparker right back to Maddox with it. Maddox goes around McNeely, feeds it across into the corner. Open look right side, in and out of there. Nice looking shot on the far side by Olivia Swanson. Couldn't get it to drop. Tigers down in a hurry. Ball stolen right back. Auburn with the steal. Coming up with the basketball is Zoe Baltonsparker. Her outlet pass goes to Sydney Binder. 37-28, the lead is 9, the clock is down to 5 minutes, 12 seconds to go. Backing in traffic with the ball is Baltonsparker. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Fall City. Not yet shooting here. The officials having a discussion as to who that one was on. Foul is going to be called. Isabel Armbruster. That's Isabel's first personal, team foul number 2. Inbound the pass from the corner. There's a long three up and good. Jamison Kirkpatrick, that is her fifth three-pointer of the night. She has 19 points in the ballgame, 15 of those coming on five threes. Makes it 40-28. The lead is up to 12. McNeely gives the ball to Kirkendall on the right side. Kirkendall for three. It's off the glass. No rebound. McNeely, top of the key, arm booster. She tries to penetrate. Got into traffic. Gives back to Kirkendall. Kirkendall had a look. Now from the right side. Here's a three up by Jones. It won't go. Ball tipped away out of bounds. It's going to go off the fingertips of Ava Armbruster. It'll be Fall City's basketball. The Lady Bulldogs up by 12, 40-28, 4:35 to go in the basketball game here at Murdoch. Auburn's basketball with Sydney Binder on the dribble. Binder across court to the far side. Kirkpatrick is into Maddox, driving layup. Maddox up and off, no good. Maddie Jones tried to come down with a rebound. We're going to have a whistle and a foul call. The foul is going to be, I think, on Olivia Swanson. On Swanson, that'd be her second personal. And team foul number six on the Lady Bulldogs. One more foul and the Lady Tigers will be in the 1-1. Hannah Collier into the lineup now for Fall City. Collier checking in to replace Isabel Armbruster. Hannah Collier, 5'6 senior, has 3 points tonight on a tray back in the first half. It's 40-28. Fall City down by 12 with 4 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the ballgame. Ava Armbruster going to launch a three. It's up and it's off the iron. No. Collier chases it down in the corner, but it's going to get way out of bounds. It'll belong to Auburn. If the Tigers are going to get back in this, then they're going to have to start hitting some threes here pretty quickly. They're down to 4 minutes to go in the ballgame, down by 12. With the ball is Sydney Binder for the Lady Bulldogs. Binder dribbles into forecourt, dribbles to the left side of the free throw lane where she picks up her dribble, and now a cross-court skip pass to the far side. Goes over to Olivia Swanson. She handles the ball momentarily, tosses it back up to Maddox, top of the circle. Now Kirkpatrick handles the ball. Binder with the dribble goes around Armbruster, gets a pick set over there. And now a whistle. And a reach-in foul is going to be called on the Tigers. The foul is going to be on Ashley Kirkendall. That's her first personal, team foul number three. Timeout of the four with 3:34 to go in the ballgame. 40-28, Auburn up by 12. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
My name is Randy Bush, calling your play-by-play tonight here at Murdoch, Nebraska. Aaron Wilson is our producer engineer back at the KTNC studios on Stone Street in Fall City. Always a pleasure to team up with Aaron to bring you high school sports here on KTNC. 3 minutes, 34 seconds left to play in this one. It's 40-28, Auburn up by 12. The Auburn girls with the lead. This in the semifinals of the ECNC tournament. Now, we'll have both the championship and the third place games on the air Saturday, either here or on Sunday. Not sure where, but Auburn fans, Fall City fans, we will cover your girls Saturday at Weeping Water. You can count on it. Auburn boys will have you on the air tomorrow night when they take on the Meade Raiders. That'll be over on Sunny 101.3. I'll have the call at 7:30 tomorrow night. That'll be live from Freeman. We're back to live action here. Lady Bulldogs with the basketball. Dribbling is Kirkpatrick, top of the key. Gives to Binder. Binder has it knocked away for a moment. Gets the ball back. Armbruster putting a lot of pressure on Sydney Binder. Across court pass. Binder goes to Baltonsberger with it. Baltonsberger finds Kirkpatrick with the pass. Down to 3 minutes to go in the ballgame now. At the top of the circle, Maddox. Auburn content just to run some clock here now with a 12-point lead inside of 3 minutes to go. Binder, bounce pass far side. Baltonsberger picks up her dribble. Back to the near pass, near side to Maddox. Maddox, bounce pass left elbow. Binder, chasing Binder. Reach-in foul is going to be called on Ava Armbruster, on Armbruster, her second personal. That's just team foul number four, though, on the Tigers with 2:45 to play in the ballgame. The lead is 12 for Auburn. Lady Bulldogs will inbound it. Addie Maddox right in front of our broadcast table. Timeout's going to be taken to save the possession with 2:45 to go. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
I have a final score for you in Pioneer Conference play at Tri-County. The Johnson Brock Eagles have defeated the Sacred Heart Boys, the final 60-40. That in the semifinals of the Pioneer Conference, 60-46 was the final in that one. Johnson Brock with the win over Sacred Heart. John Nixon, and now we'll have the Johnson Brock girls in Lewiston coming up over on Sunny 101.3. That game should be underway right about now. Back to live action here. Everybody going after a loose basketball. Got a foul is going to be called on Ava Armbruster. On Armbruster, that is her third personal, team foul number five, with 2:39 to go in the ball game. Auburn's basketball. To inbound it, Addie Maddox. Maddox tosses it in, twisting and turning, falling to the floor here. Another whistle and a foul on Ava Armbruster. That's her fourth personal. And team foul number six, one more, will put Auburn in the 1-1 here. Maddox has to hurry to lob it in. Oh, that's going to be an over and back. They got it into the hands of Olivia Swanson. Olivia, in all fairness to Swanson, she was out there in no man's land. She caught the ball off of her fingertips, standing in forecourt. It landed in backcourt. Nothing she could do about it. All right, here come the Tigers now, down by 12. They got 2.5 minutes left to work. Armbruster kicks it to the right side. Here's McNeely for three off the rim. Couldn't get it to fall. And the shooting woes continue here for the Lady Tigers. Just not able to get the ball to go in the hole, especially here in the second half. We've got a whistle and a foul called on Ashley Kirkendall, her second personal, team foul number seven, which means we walk to the other end, put Addie Maddox at the line to shoot 1-1. She is 0-for-1 from the line tonight, has 5 points in the ballgame. Be sure and stay tuned for our postgame wrap-up at the end of this one. We'll let you know how your favorite player did, give you a complete rundown of all the individual scoring. Addie Maddox at the line, shooting 1-1. Shot is up, it's off, no good, and there's Reese McNeely for the rebound. Down court pass in a hurry it goes. Kirkendall for three, right side, couldn't get it. Rebound, fought for, and cleared out into there by Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick, up court pass, finds Binder, chasing after Binder now. The ball comes into forecourt to Maddox. Maddox holds it a minute, waiting to get fouled. Still no foul. The official looking. Reminds me of a tag team wrestling match. The ref trying to get a good look at the pin here. Now finally we get a whistle and a foul from across the way, a hold foul. And the foul is going to be called on Reese McNeely, her third personal, team foul number eight. At the line, shooting 1-1 will be Addie Maddox. 0-for-2 from the line tonight, 5 points in the ballgame. Front end of the 1-1 is up. It's off. No. And the rebound comes down to the Lady Tigers. They're down to 2 minutes to go and down by 12. Ball City needs to score quickly. Armbruster launches a long three from the right side, and it won't go. The ball goes out of bounds, but it's touched last by Auburn. Ball City will get it back. They'll play it into their own basket. Anna Collier will check into the lineup. Collier checks in for Isabel Armbruster. Bobby loading her up for the threes out here. You're going to have to start popping threes with less than 2 minutes to go, down by 12. Waiting for the inbound pass. It comes into Maddie Jones. Jones works underneath. Puts a shot up, couldn't get it, but she's fouled. And Maddie Jones will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul's on Addie Maddox. That's her fourth personal. At the free throw line, Maddie Jones. Maddie has made 4 out of 8 from the free throw line tonight, has 8 points in the ballgame. Jones, front end is up and good. She'll get a second shot. Maddie Jones now has 9 points. This would put her in double figures. Not a lot of scoring. That's only the second point of the period here for Fall City. Second free throw is on the way. It's good. Auburn has not, or Fall City has not scored a field goal in this entire fourth quarter, and they only hit two of them in the third quarter. 40-30, down by 10. Auburn content to run some clock here. A minute 35, 95 seconds to go. Moving toward the hoop, baseline left side, collision. Players hit the floor, no whistle. Back to the top of the circle. With the basketball is Baltensberger. Whistle, foul, and we'll put Baltensberger at the line, where she'll be shooting 1-1. Foul is going to be called on Maddie Jones, her first personal. Zoe Baltensberger is 0-for-1 from the charity stripe, has 8 points. Back into the game come Collier and Poppy. They'll replace McNeely and Isabel Armbruster. Collier and Poppy back onto the floor. At the free throw line, Zoe Baltensberger, 0-for-1 from the line tonight. You're shooting 1-1. Free throw is up and good. She hit it. That makes it 41-30. The lead is 11, down to a minute 23 to go in this one. Second shot coming up for Baltensberger, 5'8 junior. Shot is up. This one is in and out of there. Hannah Collier with the rebound. Collier gets the outlet pass to Poppy. Down court quickly comes Poppy. Feeds underneath to Jones. Jones underneath the basket. Lays it off the glass. Couldn't get it. Just cannot hit the bunnies under the basket. Here's a follow shot. It's up and off for Armbruster. It won't go from point blank range. It's just like there's a lid on that basket on that end. You're going to have to call maintenance before the next game. Get them to bring out a ladder and take the lid off that basket on the far end down here in the south end. No field goals at all in the fourth quarter for the Tigers. They've just gone ice cold. They had a 3 and a deuce back in the third quarter. At the free throw line is going to be Addie Maddox. She's 0-for-3 from the line tonight. Here shooting 2 in the double bonus. Got that one down. Hit the first one. Addie Maddox now has 6 points in the ball game. She'll have another free throw here. A minute 6 left to play in this one. It's 42-30. Auburn up by 12. Again, stay with us for the post-game scoring recap. Second shot is up and good also for Addie Maddox. She hit them both that time. She's now got 7. Here come the Lady Tigers. All the way it goes Armbruster. Turnaround shot. There she got one to drop. Ava Armbruster with a little turnaround jumper. That's the first field goal of the quarter, coming with 52 seconds to go in the fourth period for the Fall City Tigers. Sydney Binder is going to bring the ball all the way down court herself. Now dribbles between defenders. Back up toward the top of the key. Fall City chasing after her, trying to foul. They give it to Maddox on the left side. Back up top to Binder. Now a whistle and a foul called on Maddie Jones, her second personal. Bulldogs are in the double bonus here. So at the free throw line, shooting 2 shots will be Sydney Binder. She has 6 points in the game tonight on a pair of threes back in the first half. This is her first attempt from the charity stripe. Shot is up and good. Sydney Binder. Binder just 5'4". She plays a lot taller than that sometimes, getting in there and scuffling after those rebounds. Sydney Binder, second free throw is on the way. It's good also. She hit them both, and Sydney has 8 points now in the game. 45-32. The lead is 13 with 30 seconds to play. Again, stay tuned for the postgame show. Here's a shot put up, blocked away, loose ball. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow stays with Fall City. Tigers will inbound it. To inbound the pass is Ashley Kirkendall. Puts it into Jones. She goes up with a shot. She'll be fouled, and Maddie Jones will be at the line to shoot 2 shots. The foul is going to be called on Zoe Baltensberger. That's her third personal. At the free throw line, Maddie Jones. Maddie has hit 6 out of 10 from the line tonight. He has 10 points. She's in double figures. Here shooting 2 shots. The first one is up and good. Maddie's going to be the only Lady Tiger in double figures. Again, we'll give you a complete rundown of the individual scoring during our postgame show. Stay tuned for that. Maddie Jones' second free throw is up. It's good also. She got them both. Jones now with 12 points in the game. And with the basketball, a baseline underneath is Binder dribbling between defenders. Timeout taken by Auburn with 13 seconds to go. 45-34. The lead is 11. Only 13 seconds to play. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank, Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The score clock here at Elmwood Murdoch High School shows 13.2 seconds left to play in this girls' semifinal game of the ECNC tournament. The Auburn Lady Bulldogs, 45. The Fall City Lady Tigers, 34. A reminder, once again, we will have live coverage of both the girls' third-place game for the Fall City girls and the girls' championship game for Auburn this coming Saturday. It'll either be here on KTNC or on Sunny 101.3. We have to see how things shake out over in the Pioneer Conference first, but we will have those games on live, and of course they can all be heard at mscsports.net online. All right, Auburn with the basketball and 13 seconds left to run here. They inbound the ball. Not much sense in fouling at this point. On the right elbow is Baltensberger with the dribble. She's trapped. Goes to Binder with it. Back to Baltensberger. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Whistle and a foul. Well, kind of an exercise in futility here with 3 seconds to go, but the foul is going to be on Isabel Armbruster, her second personal. At the free throw line will be Zoe Baltensberger. Zoe has hit 1 of 3 from the line tonight. Has 8 points in the ball game. Here shooting 2 shots in the double bonus. Free throw is on the way, up and good. Got it. Zoe Baltensberger, she's all right with that foul. It gives her a chance to get into double figures here. She'll have another shot coming. Zoe Baltensberger, second free throw on the way up. It's good. She hit them both. Now the inbound pass, 3 seconds to go. Armbruster with a long shot at the buzzer that doesn't go. And there's your ball game. Your final score tonight, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs, 47, and the Lady Tigers of Fall City, 34. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout and be back with that post-game scoring recap that we promised you. That's coming up. You've been enjoying high school basketball on KTNC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Armand City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Armand City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farman City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Where does the money go when you invest with Frontier Bank? We'll show you. An ag loan goes to an area farmer to plant a crop. A commercial loan goes to a local merchant to expand their business and create new jobs. A mortgage goes to a young couple for their first home to help them raise a family. With Frontier Bank, your investment dollar stays right here in our local area. It's vital for the local economy. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here to Elmwood Murdoch. Our final score tonight, Auburn 47, Fall City 34. Let's take a look now at the individual numbers. First of all, for the Lady Tigers of Fall City, leading the way tonight was Maddie Jones. Maddie finished in double figures, had 12 points in the ballgame. Reese McNeely added 7. Ava Armbruster chipped in 6. And then 3 points each for Ashley Kirkendall, Hannah Collier, and Elise Poppy for the Lady Tigers, total of 34. From the free throw line, Fall City hit 13 out of 18 from the charity stripe, managed only 12 points in the second half of the ball game, only hit 3 field goals in the entire second half. The rest of their points came from the free throw line. The ball just would not drop. They went ice cold on offense, couldn't get it to go in the hole, and as a result, the 13-point loss. Individual scoring for the Auburn Lady Bulldogs. They had two girls in double figures tonight. Jameson Kirkpatrick finished with 19 points in the ball game. Zoe Baltensperger also in double figures. She had 11. Adding 8 was Sydney Binder. 7 points for Addie Maddox, and McKenna Turner chipped in 2 for their total of 47. From the free throw line, the Auburn Bulldogs hit 9 out of 16 from the charity stripe. With the win, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs improved their record now to 13-7, and the Fall City Lady Tigers fall to 13-7. The teams have identical records after this ball game. Again, we want to remind you that we will have live coverage Saturday from Weeping Water of the girls' third-place consolation game. That will involve the Fall City Tigers. They'll play either Elmwood Murdoch or Weeping Water. That third-place game is set to tip off at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon at Weeping Water. I will have the call for you either here on KTNC or on Sunny 101.3. We'll also have the girls' championship game involving the Auburn Bulldogs. That's a 6 o'clock tip-off from Weeping Water. And that'll be against, again, either Elmwood Murdoch or Weeping Water, those two teams set to play here in the next game coming up. We don't have any further updates on Pioneer Conference coverage. I can tell you John Nixon is on the air right now with the Johnson-Brock girls and the Lewiston Tigers. That's over on Sunny 101.3. So we invite you to switch over to our sister station and enjoy some more high school basketball. John Nixon is over there live from Tri-County. So that's going to wrap it up for our live coverage of here from Elmwood Murdoch. For Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula, leaving with the final score tonight, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs 47 and the Lady Tigers of Fall City 34. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to the Prue State College Game of the Week on KTNC.